Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Your awareness on the body manifesting energetics within it that are speaking deeply to emotions, and then also why we sort of focus on the physical as well, because it's easier to deal with physical ailments than it is emotional ailments for the mind.
Well, yes, there are certain easier components to dealing with the physical world than it is dealing with the feeling world. People are afraid of being hurt again. They're afraid of the pain, the emotional pain that they have felt, that is basically inherent in our existence here. When we land here, there is a cataclysmic conversion of energies that happens to take place in an instant. It's upon arrival. And I oftentimes refer to that as a big splat. You know, we just sort of splat in this big bang moment. And what happens is the mind and the body and the breath, they sort of separate and they disintegrate. And so now we usually are identifying as the mind, and we think that's who we are. And so the mind and the body and the breath are not working together. And so what we have to do is pull them back together if we ever actually want to be whole. So one of the things that the mind does in that splatted state is it will suppress anything that it doesn't want to experience. And it doesn't want to feel these emotions, or it doesn't want to go into the unknown in some way. It wants to control things. And so it shoves it down. And then in terms of what happens neurologically and what happens as a relay system inside of the electromagnetic relationship with the nervous system is that unresolved emotion is energy that's now been pocketed off and suppressed. And that packet of energy is it has to go somewhere, because the universe abhors a vacuum where we're sealing off energy. It wants flow to be happening and rejuvenation and repeating and moving this energy. And so when we stymie it and create a package of it, that package is going to implode or explode at some point, depending on the amount of pressure on the inside or on the outside. You just think of it that way. And so what happens is the energy has to go somewhere. It can't be contained. And so it gets diffused into the cellular structure. And if it's a particular type of emotion, it affects particular vibrational frequencies within the body, like anger or frustration or fear. They each affect us differently. So it will show up in different areas of the body, because the body is a reflection of different levels of consciousness. So if we're not dealing with the emotion, it shows up in the body because that energy has to be spent. It has to go somewhere. So it diffuses into the physical tissues. It's not so much that the mind is saying on any sort of conscious level, I don't want to deal with that feeling, so I'm just going to create some knee pain so that I actually have something to be angry about. I'm angry about my knee pain, when actually I was just angry, right? I was choosing anger instead of choosing peace, or instead of working through a situation, or instead of resolving or forgiving or doing the work. It unconsciously creates a pain pattern somewhere in the body. And then the mind has something to be afraid of or something to be angry at. It's creating a place to disperse or to project the energy so that it feels resolved and the body will bear the brunt until it can't. But for 40 or 50 years, it will bear the brunt. It will take the load. But then at about age 50, it's like, hey, you know, our resources are getting used up here. How many more times are you going to do this? I'm exhausted. I'm inflamed. You know, you need to take care of me. And that's when pain patterns and disease conditions and cellular collapse starts to take place, which we could completely prevent. And we can reverse it once it has already, you know, defaulted into that system. So my short answer to your question is yes.
I'm glad you gave me the long answer because it actually blew my mind. And the reason it blew my mind is because we started the podcast talking about collective shifts and then how you mentioned that we end up not being able to look at our shadow stuff, our unresolved stuff, and we end up projecting that on the other. And this was like within our system when you mentioned mind, body, breath, we end up projecting almost onto the body. And that was really profound to hear that we're doing what we do on the macro also on the micro within our systems. I do want to ask about how we start commencing the journey into energetic housekeeping. I know everybody's itching to hear about that, but also like just before we do, and I'm conscious that we started this podcast quite macro, but also just addressing like your story a little bit, because just how did energy medicine wasn't a thing when you started doing all of this like 25, 30 years ago. Like now people talk about energy medicine, like it's more of a common thing, but even just energy and medicine and pairing those two things together. How did Sue become Sue? What's going on in there?
Yeah, sure. So I was raised in a conversation about quantum science and the effects on health, the power of choice and the power of thought and subconscious interferences, meaning that which is not consciously resolved gets suppressed. So my father was a pioneer in what is now called energy medicine. So I was raised with it. So I've been 60 years in this conversation. I've been in it, right? So dinner table conversation, that's where we were. That's what we were, you know, we were exploring life from that perspective. So I came upon it honestly. And then I started having transcendental experiences when I began to develop headaches. And so I went to learn to meditate to see if I could do something about my headaches. And I was just drawn to learn to meditate. And the moment I started meditating, I started having transcendental experiences just shooting me up into these higher realms and higher dimensions. And it was crazy making because I was trained as a doctor and you do these certain things and you have these certain outcomes and here's where we're working. And I was aware of energy medicine and thoughts and how that affects our physiology and our pain patterns like we were describing. But I didn't have any idea about this alternate universe that I could
be living in. These visceral experiences.
Yes, these transcendental, truly out-of-body cosmic experiences. And so I started having them instantly without the use of, you know, any medications or any shamanic journeys or anything like that. It was just happening. And so I became very curious as to what was going on and why and how I could benefit from these transcendental, truly multidimensional experiences. And so like, why is this happening? What am I supposed to do with it? How does it affect people's well-being and their health and their vitality and their level of peace? Because that was the work that I was in. So I had to imagine that it was supposed to point in some direction of facilitating what my purpose on the planet was. And so I began experimenting with what it took for me to have those experiences on command. And I would try, I would use my will, I would just do, you know, and nothing. And then when I would stop trying, it would happen again. And so I realized, okay, there's another way of approaching this that might be a little bit more effective. So I have to try, but not try. I have to focus, but not try. I have to intend and allow, and then it will. And it did. And so after about 5 years of working with the details, the refined details of the exact kinds of energies that had been present with me when those kinds of things were happening, I had to recreate it. And I finally figured it out. And then I started working with my patients and my clients regarding that. And they started getting better faster. And they started staying better longer. And they started waking up to another version of themselves, not just the one who got rid of their shoulder pain or their back pain or their stomach problems, but but a version of themselves that no longer was succumbing to victimization from a parental relationship or a coach that had blown them away in the middle of some practice or a relationship that failed, or it didn't fail, but that didn't work out the way they thought it was going to work. And they started realizing that they were changing as a whole person instead of just treating symptoms, or instead of just getting by or getting back to normal. They were finding new normals, and they were up-leveling their life experience, and their perceptive field was increasing. And they were aware of so much more of life and possibility and opportunity and capacities. And so it just became full steam ahead with me to keep exploring this and keep enhancing it. And so that's how I've been spending the last 25 years consciously and intentionally working with showing people how to do this awakening and embodying thing, so that we can benefit from all these transcendental experiences that everybody's wanting to have, that we can have them and we can know what to do with them. That's the key.
Hope you're thoroughly enjoying this moment from a full-length podcast we've got here on The Inspired Evolution. If you are intrigued and so-called, check out the full episode to where you're listening to this podcast now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.